MPS has hundreds of new teachers this year because so many veterans retired in spring. WUWM wanted to know what it's like to begin a teaching career in the large urban district, so we visited a newcomer in summer as he set up his classroom, and we'll check in with him periodically. Daniel Timothy Graves teaches second grade at Fratney in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. When we first met him, he was eager for students to arrive. Now, more than 2 months later, he still relishes their presence while finding the job more complex than he expected. There's only an hour left before the weekend, so the energy level in Daniel Timothy Graves' classroom is high. Yet Mr. Dan keeps the kids engaged. He tells them, in Spanish, that it's time to sit on the rug depicting the world map and to listen.
Okay, dame cinco, por favor.
Dame cinco, por favor.
Ojos en frente.
Ojos en frente.
Boca cerrada.
Fratney is a bilingual school, Spanish and English. After Graves wins the kids' attention, he turns to the whiteboard and sketches the water cycle, including the ocean, clouds, and glaciers.
Donde dice groundwater o agua subterránea, donde, ¿cómo podríamos representar el agua subterránea?
The second graders are wowed when Graves tells them the water they drink today was around when dinosaurs walked the earth.
El agua que tomamos hoy es el mismo agua que tomaron los dinosaurios hace millones de años.
The students' weekend homework, observe nature. Graves delights them by handing out tiny notebooks about the size of their hands for them to jot down their thoughts.
Vamos a observar el mundo natural.
Graves taught high school outside MPS for a few years before embarking on a longer career at the Urban Ecology Center. When we met him in August, he was excited to share his love of nature with his second graders through field trips and gardening projects. Once the kids file out to catch their buses, Graves tells me he's accomplished some of his goals, but now realizes it takes time to lay the groundwork.
Everything is having to build background knowledge, and it's expounded like 100 times because for 3/4 of the students that I work with, Spanish is their second language. So imagine the kind of vocabulary that goes into understanding what the water cycle is. You have to activate that vocabulary in English and in Spanish. And in Spanish, you're getting new words that you've never heard before, in English even too. It's new in both languages.
Graves says he's bumped into other challenges as well. For example, there's never enough time to plan lessons during the school day, so he spends about 20 hours each weekend preparing for the following week. Another pressure bearing on him, he's working on his certification to teach second grade. Until now, he's only been certified to instruct older kids.
And there's some family issues going on right now, too, with my son, my little son. Has to have a surgery, so that's like on top of everything else. So there's just like a lot of stuff going on right now. And then report cards, and the surgery is going to happen right before the report card. So right now, like this morning, I was like nervous breakdown kind of style. I'm glad you didn't come at 8 this morning. You would have seen me like wiping away tears from my
Yet Graves looks past this year's stresses, confident his second year will be simpler. His certification program will be over, and he won't have to create lesson plans from scratch. There should be more time to focus on the job's pleasures.
The kids are so sweet. They really are, especially individually. Like when you get into like the group mentality, it gets a little harder. But they're so sweet and they're so curious. They are so excited about learning. They're so excited about observing. Like they all want to be scientists.
The rewards and pressures of teaching seem to have sunken to levels deeper than planning class projects.
It's a really hard profession, you know, for people who don't understand it. I think they need to try it before you can judge it. The demands are so high. The stakes are so high. Like, these are people's most important things are their children. And they're entrusting me with the knowledge that their kids are going to have by the end of second grade. It's a very grave, almost like a sacred thing.
I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7. WUWM.